Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Steely Dan asking the musical question, my old school? I am Paul Harris, Ian Geis and Dan Strauss here in the studio with me. And now's your chance to join it. Now's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. We need five contestants, and you can be one of them as long as you have not played in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS is our phone number. Or you can call 888-550-KTRS, or on many cell phones, *KTRS will get you right in the door. So, again, if you haven't played in the last couple of months, you're welcome to be on the show today. And our first contestant is already up on the board. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the unique opportunity you get here on this show to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or if you have worked out some previous commercial endorsement, here's your chance to get the payday.
Two words. Go Cards.
All right.
That's it.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer.
Okay.
Whoa.
Inside the computer are the questions that get spun around into five categories. As our first contestant, you'll get to choose from three of those categories right off the bat, led, of course, by our weekly most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is You Can Have That Comic Strip for Peanuts. Or category three, People in Space Not Named Matt Damon, who stars in The Martian, which will be the big movie at the box office this weekend. Which of those three would you like, Mark?
I'll go with the old standard, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right. Now, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Mark five questions, one, two, three, four, and five points in value. That's a total of 15 that he can earn, but he doesn't have to get all of them. He has to get at least half of them in the 60 seconds allotted to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Oh, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
And they are from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Maple Bacon Cottleville.
From Warrenburg Theaters.
Warrenburg.
We have movie passes. You might want to go see The Visit or The Intern. Also, from Peroni's Pizza, we have a gift card. They have a couple of locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri, at M&P. Also, we have a gift certificate from Family Nuts right here at Westport Plaza. They will offer,
That's okay. None of this is going to air. It's going to be edited out by Ian.
Yeah, edit that out.
He's a professional.
Okay.
He wants the show to sound perfect. It's the Swiss-timed, quartz-tuned radio show.
Okay.
No error is permitted. Back to the show already in progress.
Thank you. Three, two, one. Family Nuts! One free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Now, you get your choice of those prizes. But the best part of the Harris Challenge is if you get all 15 points, because you got all five questions correct, we throw in a bonus prize, which sounds like this.
You will win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMond and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
Great place to go for dinner, especially because, as far as I know, it's the only place with crack on the table.
Yes.
Those crack sticks right there. Eat them. Eat all you want. And you'll want more.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mark, you've chosen the category, Have You Been Paying Attention? We've got the clock set with 1 minute. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the Cardinals beat to win their 100th game and clinch the division title Wednesday night?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Correct. What was President Obama referring to when he said, somehow, this has become routine?
The massacre shooting in Oregon.
Correct. What nation did Russia begin to bomb this week?
Syria.
Correct. What was NASA's big announcement earlier this week?
That there was water found on Mars.
Correct. In what local school district were 6,000 students out of classes today because teachers are on strike for the second day?
East St. Louis School District.
It is East St. Louis. And Mark, you've got yourself a clean sweep.
Woo-hoo!
Nicely done.
Yes, perfection. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, and that's before he's had the crack sticks.
No kidding.
Oh, it's nice to hear some excitement finally.
Absolutely. Enthusiasm, big time.
I've tried two times getting on. I've won a prize, but I've been shooting for perfection, and just like I always am, perfect this time.
Well, you hit it. You hit it this time, Mark. Nicely done. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get the prizes, okay?
Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like everybody in St. Louis to go to Calb Electric in Maplewood if they have any kind of lighting needs whatsoever. A lot of people thought that it was closed, but we've just reopened, or not reopened, but we have new owners now, and we're turning over a new lead. It's going to be an awesome story.
Good for you. Good luck with the business.
Thank you.
Here are your category choices. You can have that comic strip for peanuts. People in Space Not Named Matt Damon. Or our new third category, Who Did What Now?
I'll take the peanuts category.
All right. Let me explain this. The comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers 65 years ago today. It was only in 7 newspapers then. It grew to thousands of them until Charles Schulz's last comic was published on February 12th, 2000. So today is the 65th birthday of Peanuts, and that's what this category is about. Jonathan, let's play the Harris Challenge.
I'm ready.
How much does Lucy charge for psychiatric advice?
25 cents, or 5 cents.
5 cents is right. True or false, in all of Charlie Brown's attempts at baseball, he never hit a game-winning home run.
True.
It's false. He did it twice in 1993. What was the name of the Broadway musical based on the Peanuts comic strips?
Something about Charlie Brown, wasn't it? I pass.
What is Charlie Brown's sister's name?
Lucy? No, not Lucy. Starts with an L, I think. Pass on that one, too. I apologize.
What is the name of the girl who keeps calling Peppermint Patty Sir?
I don't know that one either. Dang, that's bad.
All right, we need the name of the musical, Charlie Brown's sister. There's the buzzer. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's right.
Says his sister, Sally, to her friend, Marcy. Marcy was the one who was always hanging around with Peppermint Patty.
And the sister's name?
Sally.
Those two are close.
Well, yeah, they're very
close. Like to say I apologize to all the other contestants out there that were trying to get on the radio.
Oh, that's okay.
Well.
Jonathan, everybody gets a shot, and, you know, sometimes you choose a category and it doesn't work out. But when that happens, of course, there's a consequence to it on this show.
Oh, give me that nastiness to my ears.
All right, today for punishment music, you may remember last week on the challenge, I mentioned that Bernie Sanders had recorded This Land Is Your Land, and we used that as last week's punishment music, and I said on the air to all the other 5,200 candidates, please, please, please record something. We need new punishment music. And then my friend Ian said, I bet Donald Trump has done something. And so
I guarantee it.
So he dug this up from the 2006 Emmy Awards broadcast of Donald Trump and Will and Grace star Megan Mullally.
To be farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide.
Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Yeah, you think where I'd rather stay? Good Lord, it's smelling hay. Just adore penthouse view.
All right, let's hold it right there. Whoa. Just in case we need to go punish somebody else. Jonathan, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you for the treat, and thank you for your time. You guys have a good one.
Thank you very much. Here is contestant number three. That's you, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Go ahead and plug something.
Go to Rawlings.com for all your sporting goods needs.
Okay. Are you a Rawlings sporting goods salesperson?
I just might be.
All right, here are the category choices. People in Space Not Named Matt Damon. Who Did What Now? Or our new third category, It's Music to Your Ears.
Let's go ahead and go with Who Did What Now.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did the legal sale of recreational marijuana begin yesterday? Vermont, Oregon, or Nebraska?
We'll go Vermont.
It's Oregon.
Oh.
Who announced today that he's stepping down as Secretary of Education? Arne Duncan, Ernest Moniz, or Jacob Lew?
Arne Duncan?
Correct. What did Edward Snowden do this week? Release more NSA surveillance secrets, meet with Vladimir Putin, or join Twitter?
Skip that one.
Okay. Which oil company announced this week that it's giving up on drilling in the Arctic? Shell, Exxon, or Chevron?
Exxon.
Shell. Which of these are the New York Jets taking to London for their game this Sunday? 1,000 giant foam fingers, 350 rolls of toilet paper, or 64 cases of Gatorade? Yeah, it is 350 rolls of toilet paper because they want to replace the thinner version in England. And I'm going to give you credit for shouting out Twitter there. Yes, Edward Snowden joined Twitter, and he already has 1.2 million followers in 2 days. That is more than almost every presidential candidate has on Twitter. So for shouting that out and knowing that Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education, you got yourself the 5 and the 3 and the 2 for a total of 10 points, Brian, and you're a winner.
All right. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Paul. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Great to be on.
Tell us about yourself.
Let's see. I'd like to give a shout-out to all my coworkers at Spectrum Brands Pet Home and Garden Division, headquartered here in St. Louis.
All right. Two categories left. People in space not named Matt Damon, or it's music to your ears.
I think I'm going to do the people in space.
Okay. This is about movie stars and various movies or maybe other showbiz figures who've done something space-related. 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the astronaut who Sandra Bullock couldn't save in Gravity?
George Clooney.
Correct. What is the name of the astronaut in David Bowie's song Space Oddity?
Pass.
In what 2014 movie did Matthew McConaughey travel through a wormhole?
Pass. And Major Tom on the David Bowie.
That's correct. Four-pointer. What was the name of the stowaway who was lost in space with the Robinson family on the 1960s TV series? In what Stanley Kubrick classic was astronaut David Bowman the lone survivor of a voyage to Jupiter?
Mr. Smith on Lost in Space.
Dr. Smith, but I'll give it to you.
And 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Correct.
And
Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey was in a movie called Interstellar. One quick note about Dr. Zachary Smith, the stowaway played on that, who was on that show Lost in Space in the 60s.
Will.
He was played by an actor named Jonathan Harris. My father's name was Jonathan Harris. At the time, that actor and my father lived one block away from each other in New York City.
Really?
And he used to get Jonathan Harris's mail misdelivered to him at least once a week while that show was on the air. Paul, you got everything but the three-pointer for a total of 12 points. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. And now let's bring in our final contestant for the day, and that's you, Joe.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Every day you guys are on, especially Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words. You want to plug anything in particular?
No. It's just that you guys are great.
Thank you. All right, we've got one category left, Joe. It's called It's Music to Your Ears. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play. Well, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Yes, sir.
Which St. Louisan was invited to get up and sing It's Hot in Here at Taylor Swift's show at the Scott Trade Center this week?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Which singer and actor who once worked with DJ Jazzy Jeff released his first rap song in 10 years this week?
I'm sorry again. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not into the newer stuff. I'm to the old.
All right. Well, let's go back to this. 14 years after her famous wardrobe malfunction. Remember that phrase, wardrobe malfunction. Who released a new album this week called Unbreakable?
I know it was Michael Jackson's sister, but I forget her first name.
All right, we'll go on to the four-pointer. Which guitarist for one of the most famous classic rock bands in history is the subject of the new Netflix... Joe, have a nice weekend.
You too, and God bless you guys.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 for kids of all ages, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.